The Jaguars fall to 0-5. The Rams over the Jags Sunday, 34-20, the final at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Boy, this game yesterday had a lot of mixed emotions to it.
Because I kind of got excited, you know, in that ball game. I thought that the football team played well. It was a competitive game. And there in the second half, the defense had an opportunity and just didn't grasp it to give the ball back to the offense. So, I mean, yes, it feels good, but at the same time, it's still 0-5.
It is indeed. Let's get into this game from the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. Jags started strong. Great start early first quarter. Justin Blackmon took his first reception of the season, 67 yards for a touchdown, an early 7-0 lead. Later in the first quarter, a devastating blow. Left tackle Luke Jokel gets rolled up from behind, a high ankle fracture. Gus Bradley said after the game, he's done for the season. Turnover is still an issue. A Gabbert interception returned 82 yards for a touchdown. A Clay Harbor fumble set up the Rams inside the 20. 14 points off two Jags turnovers in the first half. In the third quarter, first and goal at the 4-yard line. It ends with an interception in the end zone and no points. Gabbert later left the game with a left hamstring injury, and his backup Chad Henne got the Jags into the end zone in the fourth quarter. A 4-yard touchdown to Cecil Shorts to third moved the Jags within a touchdown with under 11 minutes to play. Needing a defensive stop, the Jags couldn't get it, though. A Bradford to Pettis 31. One-yard touchdown strike sealed it, 34-20, Rams. And Jeff, let's start with the obvious starting point here, and it's on that offensive line. Luke Jokel, the number 2 overall pick, first game at left tackle, unfortunate injury, and a big blow for this team.
Big blow to this team, and I thought that Luke Jokel was playing pretty well against what I consider an elite pass rusher in Robert Quinn. And this is a big blow to this football team because now you have Cameron Bradfield going to have to start the rest of the way at left tackle and Austin Pasdor. You know, and I think as Jed Fish was looking at it, he wanted to be able to have to help one tackle throughout the remainder of the season, and that probably was going to be Austin Pasdor. Now he might have to find ways to help too.
And they actually, after the injury, held their own yesterday, right?
Which was very impressive, but I think a lot of that was due, and I give a lot of credit to Jed Fish the way he called that game. He used running backs, he used tight ends to help out both tackles, and I think Cam and Austin did well when they were on their own. So I was very impressed with the way they ran the football first and foremost, and I think that takes a lot of pressure off the offensive line. They're going to have to continue to do that going forward.
Let's talk quarterback, of course, another frustrating performance for Blaine Gabbert. You know, the hamstring injury, had some other areas where he didn't look so good, had some other great areas, great throws up and down in this game. Again,
drive you nuts.
It does it every week.
Well, it will drive you nuts, and Blaine Gabbert clearly has to play better. You can't throw interceptions to where you have other options. You know, and Blaine did have some good throws. But, you know, reading the body language when it got down to the goal line where he had four opportunities at throwing the football into the end zone and they came away with no points, there was some body language that I read from some of the other players that weren't very happy with that performance. That's certainly got to change because you got to support your quarterback.
That's right. Well, Gus Bradley said that he's going to stick with Blaine. We're not sure the extent of the injury yet. That'll be a debate going forward.
Well, I think fans have a right to be very upset after this game and the play of the quarterback because I expected more out of Blaine Gabbert, and I think he expected more out of himself, and I think he's capable of more. But this is going to test Gus Bradley's pretty much purpose in which he stated at the early part of the year. He said that he's going to be my guy.
Turnover's a big key again. 14 points off turnovers in the first half, the two in the first half. There was another pick later that was the one in the end zone that the Jags couldn't score.
So really more than a 14-point swing.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's been a story all year.
It has been a story all year. Going into this game, the Jaguars were -4 in turnover differential. They leave the game, they're -7 in turnover differential. If you play that way against the Denver Broncos, it will be bad. Very bad, because Peyton Manning is a fantastic player. He's playing at a level I've never seen.
Defense overall yesterday had a pretty decent day, but at the moment they needed to get the Rams off the field, down 7, fourth quarter, 10 minutes to play. They couldn't do it. Eight plays, 80 yards.
Can't have it.
No,
I mean, because, you know, you could see the energy in the offense when Chad Henne threw that ball to Cecil Shorts. Guys, Justin Blackmon, Cam Bradfield, all gathering in the end zone. You could see that energy, and then the defense comes out onto the field, and they don't match that energy. You've got eight plays. You know, the big play that was on that drive was the touchdown over Will Blackman. But I give Will Blackman credit. Will Blackman was right on the spot. That was a perfectly thrown ball. But somewhere along the line as a defense, you've got to rise up and make a play and put your offense in a position to be able to score the game.
And finally in this game, a couple of positive on special teams. A deflected punt by Przezinski. A punt return for a touchdown was nullified by a penalty, but...
But you still like that.
Absolutely.
You still like the punt return. You wish Leroy Reynolds did not have the block in the back, which was a good call from watching the game film. We'll show that on Film Room Friday coming up. But, you know, I like the what Mike Mallory's done with special teams. Now you've gotten two deflected punts, one blocked punt. Ace Sanders back in that comfortable role as a punt returner. I think it's only going to get better in the return game.
Okay, Jeff, it's time to hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. He'll tell you what could have been with Luke Jokel.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And another tough day Sunday, but maybe not for exactly the reason you think. Yes, the Jaguars lost to the Rams and lost a chance to win a game they could have won. And yes, Blaine Gabbert struggled enough that quarterback will be a hot-button emotional topic for fans this week. But in a lot of ways, the Jaguars should be encouraged. Even with Gabbert's problems, the offense played its best game of the season and showed that with Justin Blackman back, they have a chance to function offensively. The toughest part of the loss was Luke Jokel. Jokel, the number two selection in last April's draft, played a dozen plays before sustaining a fractured high right ankle. He's out for the season, so within a week you go from Eugene Monroe and Jokel to Austin Pastor and Cameron Bradfield as your starting tackles. Two undrafted players instead of two top 10 picks. But it's not the short term that makes the loss of Jokel so tough, nor is it Monroe's absence. What is concerning is you wanted Jokel to play the last 11 games. And with Monroe gone, he had a chance to play those games at left tackle. He had a chance to gain experience, gain comfort, and establish himself as the cornerstone of the offensive line for the future. He'll get that chance to do that, and there's no indication he won't be that cornerstone. But the Jaguars wanted to see him develop into that this season. Now, that will have to wait until next September, and that makes a tough day Sunday all that much tougher.
All access tonight at 7. Who you got?
The new starting left tackle. It's not Luke Jokel.
No.
It's from Eugene Monroe to Luke Jokel to now it's Cam Bradfield. We'll have Cam on to talk about the season going forward.
7 o'clock, CBS 47. TV's Brent Martineau is the host with Jeff Logan. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.